Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. This Monday, the 29th of September, last week of the of spring, first month of spring. Let's see what the second month brings. Well, sports headlines. There's only two headlines that need attention this morning. First of all, the AFL, the Brisbane Lions made it 2 from 2 after defeating Geelong 122-75 in their in front of over 100,000 people at the MCG on Saturday, with an extraordinary second half to become only the fourth club this century to win back-to-back premierships. And of course yesterday, Brisbane Broncos in the NRL, they came back from 14-0 down at half-time to defeat the Penrith Panthers and advance to the NRL Grand Final next Sunday. And also, in the women's competition, the Broncos, they defeated the Knights 30-6 in the preliminary final yesterday. They're also through to the grand final. So there must be something in the water north of the border. So, well, let's have a look at the AFL. The Lions kicked 13-6 in the second half. And Brisbane's 21-year-old Will Ashcroft became a two-time Norm Smith medal winner as player of the match with 32 disposals, 10 clearances and a goal. Fellow superstars Charlie Cameron and Hugh McCluggage both scored 4 goals each. Chris Fagan, fitting result after the teams were locked at 46-all at half-time, the first time in a grand final since 1909. Can you believe that? In the NRL yesterday, as we said, an incredible game. Panthers led 14-0 at half-time with 2 tries to Paul Alamotti, but it was the Broncos in the second half. The Stags, Williamson and Mariner scored tries, while Adam Reynolds' conversion in the 76th minute, a cracker from the touchline, put the Broncos ahead for the first time in the game. So the grand final for the NRL next Sunday in Sydney, Melbourne will take on Brisbane, and in the women's, the Roosters will take on the Broncos. So as we said, must be something in the water north of the border. In the Queensland Rugby League grand finals on Saturday at Redcliffe, action-packed day with 4 games in the men's Q Cup. Billy Bears 22 defeated the North Devils 8 after the Bears led 10-8 at half-time. 16-8 with 60 after 60 minutes, and then second half shutout, the Bears ended up as worthy champions. Next Sunday at the NRL Grand Final, the state championships, the Bears will take on the New South Wales Cup winner, who happened to be the New Zealand Warriors. In the women, the Tigers defeated the Bears 22-6, going through the season undefeated. Talia Marshall, 2 tries for the Tigers. And in the City Country Games, Queensland City women's team defeated Queensland Country 20-4, and in the men's, Queensland City defeated Queensland Country 28-20. So that was pretty much an action-packed weekend without major sporting codes. And of course, in rugby union, unfortunately, the Wallabies, round 5 of the rugby championships at Eden Park in Auckland, the hoodoo continued, with the New Zealand All Blacks sealing a 33-24 victory over the Wallabies after the Wallabies fought back from a 20-3 deficit to trail by just 3 points. And the Wallabies' last win at Eden Park was 1986. Round 6 next Saturday is in Perth, when the Wallabies will take on the New Zealand All Blacks. Short break, listeners, and we'll be back with more here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. Listeners, welcome back to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. We're talking rugby union. In the Women's Rugby World Cup, that was won by England with a 33-13 victory over Canada on Saturday. And in the Super Rugby Australia yesterday, the Queensland Reds defeated the Western Force 47-22, and the Reds, they finished third. The final next Sunday will be in Perth. We'll see the Force take on the New South Wales Waratahs. In motorsports, well, the Bathurst 1000, Friday the 10th of October to Sunday the 12th of October at Mount Panorama, not too far away. And congratulations to Sunshine Coast brothers Jet and Hunter Lawrence. They did exceptionally well in the world's premier motocross competition, which was completed in Nevada. The brothers grew up in Landsborough before racing in Europe and then relocated to the United States to test themselves against the best riders in the world. Well done to both of those boys. In soccer, well, the English Premier League after round 6, Liverpool on top on 15, Arsenal 13, Crystal Palace 12, Spurs, Sunderland and Bournemouth all on 11 points. In cricket, well, the Caboolture men's first grade team, they're into round 4 of their T20 competition. The main game start 2 days, two-day games start next Saturday. And in their round 4 game on Saturday, Coolum 7-180 defeated Caboolture 7-179. Matt Schubert 56 runs there. In basketball, Well, Cairns, they're 2 from 3. Unfortunately, the Brisbane Bullets, they've only got the one win on the board. They lost yesterday 87-80 against Adelaide. Casey Prather, 20 points for Brisbane. But Wildcats signing Bryce Cotton for the Adelaide team got 39 points. The Women's National Basketball League, well, they had their tip-off tournament, all 8 teams in the one place at the one time in Townsville. Townsville Fire claimed the inaugural victory there. And in Queensland basketball, well done to the Sunshine Coast Phoenix Teal Boys Under 12 Division 2 team and the Sunshine Coast Phoenix Purple Boys Division 6 team in the Under 12s. They won the title, so congratulations to all of those involved there. In the Caboolture Netball, Reggios are now open to trial for Senior and Greater Brisbane Netball League representative teams in 2026. Just go to the Facebook page for 18, 16 and 15 registrations. And congratulations to Rihanna Harrison from the Moreton City Pulse and Stella Hasties from the Sunshine Coast Thunder. They've been selected in the 2026 Queensland Netball Under 17 squad. And congratulations also to Samaya Cook from the Sunshine Coast Thunder and Claire Russell from the Moreton City Pulse. They've been selected in the 2026 Queensland Under 19 squad. Well done. And just finally, listeners in Caboolture Touch, good luck to all the Caboolture Snakes, players, officials, managers and so on, who will be participating at this year's National Youth Touch Football Championships next weekend for the Sunshine Coast Touch Association Pineapples in the 12s, 14s, 16s, 18s, boys and girls teams. They'll be in Coffs Harbour in the New South Wales. So let's hope they all perform very well indeed. Well, listeners, that brings us to the end of Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. Can't wait for the NRL Grand Final next Sunday. And congratulations once again to the Brisbane Lions on winning the AFL Premiership 2 in a row in this year's Grand Final in front of 100,000 people at the MCG last Saturday. Have a great week, listeners.